Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
I hope so as well. Ours has been a crazy busy week.
Yeah, a little bit of rearranging, painting, remodeling, you know.
Redoing everything. Plus, we had a wedding, and which is go, go, go.
Yeah, well, we're not done.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's going to be another go, go, go weekend, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, on with the show.
Yes, with a little more pep in our step would be nice.
Yeah, that would be cool. We'll see what we can do.
But we got to start recording this sooner versus so late at night.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right, so let's start with Twitter.
Please do.
We got Atheism Matters, trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
Torsten Pill. No, that's not a typo.
Okay.
Kevin, Dean Murphy, and Austin Robert.
Cool.
Yeah, so some Twitterers.
Twitterers.
Following our tweets.
Yay.
And tell me, what is our Twitter handle?
Oh, Lord. Really?
Yeah.
Secular yakking?
Yay, you got it right.
Pop quiz on the spot. Don't like it.
There you go. For someone who doesn't Twitter, you got our name right.
Well, it's a good thing. It's an easy one.
That's why I made it easy.
Yep. No, don't Twitter. Don't Facebook. I'm the oddball out. So that's fine with me. Thank you very much.
That's life. Anyway.
Anyways, moving on.
Update on Tom. He's been missing the past couple weeks.
Right.
He's still missing this week, but we know where he is now.
Okay.
He made it to San Diego.
Oh, excellent.
So hopefully once he gets settled in there, he'll be back on with his much-missed history segment.
Yak from the past.
Yak from the past.
Excellent.
So hurry up, Tom. We need you back.
Yep. Miss the yak from the past.
All right. Next.
Yes, please.
So we've talked quite a bit about this initiative, I-1515.
Mm-hmm.
And it's anti-transgender bathroom qualities.
God, I wish we'd just get over this already, but
luckily we can.
Good, it's about damn time.
It failed to gather the number of signatures necessary to make the ballot on November.
Good, because this is just a ridiculous thing that we're doing here.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, it's like the new fad, and it's finally passing on so they can find something else to start bitching about.
Well, yeah. But the good news is we have to wait till next year before they can start talking about it again.
Okay.
So we get 6 months.
You seriously think they'll bring it up again?
I guarantee they will bring it up again.
Ugh, gosh.
Just with different wording, and they'll try and sneak it in some other way. And I will protest just as hard.
Yeah, you kind of went off on that one guy that at the store the other day.
He deserved it.
Yeah. I wasn't with you, but I heard you were close to laying some punches.
I would not get violent.
Well, your daughter said she thought that you might lay a punch.
Well, no. I was pretty angry, but I will not get violent.
No,
that doesn't do
it's,
any good.
It's so not your character, first of all.
No.
But she said you got pretty pissed.
Yeah, let's just say I dropped an F-bomb or two.
Yeah, which you don't do.
No, not normally.
No, you don't.
But I'm pretty adamant about this issue. It's one of the things that I absolutely feel so passionate about that we shouldn't discriminate against people like this.
And the way that they're going about it,
yeah,
I
and
think
it's
pretty crappy.
It's a dishonest way to go about it. Because the guy said, do you want to keep men out of bathrooms? Out of women's bathrooms? And that's when I went off because I said, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Anyway, I don't have to deal with those people anymore, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time I didn't have time to deal with them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's one fad. Postponed, I guess you could say.
Probably
not gone, postponed. But postponed.
Well, speaking of horrible bills.
Okay.
We have one that is going through the committees in Congress right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the First Amendment Defense Act. Sounds good, right?
Okay, elaborate, please.
So it is a piece of religious liberty legislation that would allow individuals, businesses, nonprofits, etc., to discriminate against same-sex marriage or gay people based on their religious convictions.
What?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
Wait, this would allow them to do this?
Yes, it allows them to circumvent the Civil Rights Acts and current protections for LGBTQ
I'm speechless.
So here's what the Human Rights Campaign says about it. Okay. We're going to shorten it to FATA. FATA. I don't know. FATA.
Whatever.
It's state-sanctioned discrimination. The bill would allow individuals, many businesses, and nonprofit organizations to go around critical federal protection designed to protect LGBTQ families from harmful discrimination.
I don't understand what. Okay. So anyways, go.
So that's a broad overview.
Yeah.
Following the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, same-sex married couples are entitled to federal spousal benefits regardless of where they live.
Okay.
Under FATA, however, individual businesses could ignore the civil rights of these couples and deny them spousal benefits they are entitled to under law. So Family Leave Act, insurance, survival benefits.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It could also allow any privately owned business to refuse to let an employee take time off to care for their same-sex spouse in violation of family medical leave laws.
Pretty much everything we have now.
Right. And despite protections in the Fair Housing Act, commercial landlords could violate fair housing laws by refusing to housing a single mother or same-sex couple based on religious belief that sexual relations are reserved for different sex married couples.
That's total BS. How is this even an option?
Because Congress is considering it. Now, here's the problem.
Why?
Because they're idiots. They've lost the battle on same-sex marriage. They're going to lose the battle on transgender rights. They're just pulling
at straws. But this is complete and outright discrimination.
Yes, it is.
There's no sugarcoating it
in
any way.
So here's the thing. There has been a ton of these religious freedom protection acts going on all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time they've been destroyed by the courts.
Uh-huh.
The recent one with almost the exact same language in Mississippi was just struck down by the Mississippi State Supreme Court.
Right.
Seriously, this is what we're dealing with here. They're on their last grasp to retain their power.
Yeah, I see that. By doing something outrageous like this.
So, and the beautiful part is now we get to point at the ones that are complete assholes.
And total assholes, because I probably shouldn't be saying that.
I don't care.
but complete jerks, because this is flat out discriminating, regardless of what group it's going against. I can't understand, I guess because of the way I think, I can't understand why they don't have the humanity and see the awfulness of this. I mean,
to discriminate
whether it's a single mom or a gay couple, what difference does it make?
I think it comes down to this loss of power, loss of prestige that the Christians are currently going through.
Yes, I can see that. They're freaking out.
They are losing their privileged position and they think they're being persecuted.
Yes, because...
Which is not true. Everyone is just asking for the same thing they've had forever.
Well, and that's just the thing. Not persecution. You know, most people who are on the non-religious side just want equality.
That's it.
They're not asking to have more than what they have or make the scale tip completely the other way, because it's been totally in the Christian favor for centuries and, like, bluntly so. We're not even asking to tip it completely in the opposite direction. We just want it to level out.
Right. I can see where they would be afraid of it tipping the other direction, because we've seen...
that's what they would do for sure.
Well, yeah, and we've seen what happens when it does tip the other direction.
It gets ugly.
It does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely an atheistic enforced atheism on the populace. It's not a good thing,
which is why
we don't want it. We've
Forcing
seen the effects of that.
Anything on anyone is not a good thing.
No.
And by doing this, what they're proposing is forcing stuff on someone else yet again.
Yeah, it's discriminatory practices sanctioned by the Congress. Again,
that is just nuts.
We got over this when we got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. When we got rid of DOMA.
Seem to be going backwards.
Right. They just keep reaching back and back. It's ridiculous.
Everything that seems to be going on lately with everything that's in the media right now and this and just so many things, we're going backwards more and more. It's like, what the hell, people? Did we not learn it the first time we went through it? Or maybe that was repeated as well.
Right. I mean, it's almost like we're going back to fight the same fights we did back in the 60s.
It's ridiculous.
Well, not we did, but our parents fought these fights in the 60s.
I mean, I cannot understand the stupidity in repeating human flaws, human mistakes, human stupidity. I mean, and yet here we are just trucking along, doing it again, whether it's this or it's, you know, things going on now.
Yeah, that reminds me of a pretty cool saying. I'm going to see if I can get it right.
Uh-huh.
So, those who don't study history are doomed to repeat it. Those who do study history are doomed to watch those who didn't study it repeat it.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
So that's that issue in a nutshell.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know. I'm just frustrated with that. I hope it doesn't get through the committee and onto the floor. Probably will, but you know, we can hope it doesn't get passed.
Right.
But write your congressman, senator, and all that.
Yeah, it helps. It really does, yes. Even if you don't think it does.
It does.
If you're like me, you may have been a fan of shows like Ghost Hunters, Paranormal State, or Ghost Adventurers. But at some point you said to yourself that these shows are complete crap. They're superstition masquerading as science. But don't worry, I'm here to shed light on these shows and point out their flaws using skepticism, the scientific method, reason, logic, and a little bit of humor. This is Paranormal Skeptic Academy, and it can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, or at ParanormalSkepticAcademy.com.
Well, I do have some interesting news.
Okay.
Last week we talked about the Ark Encounter.
Oh, please.
Well, I thought we would revisit it. Okay. Since it did officially open.
Right.
And it had an amazing opening day.
Did it now.
Yep, with half empty parking lots, no traffic jams, and about 5,000 people.
So obviously, I'm assuming by your tone that they were expecting the complete opposite.
Yeah, they were expecting, oh, so funny. They were expecting the on-ramp to be backed up to the highway. There's pictures of empty on-ramps.
Uh-huh.
Parking lots were supposed to be overflowing. One parking lot. They have a couple parking lots. One was basically empty. Other, at the time of the picture, about an hour after opening, was about 3/4.
Yeah.
So, no, not overflowing.
Now, do I understand correctly, though, that they projected a certain annual trajectory that they would meet in order to get the type of funding, I guess, that you could say that they got?
Yeah, their tax
and based incentives. On the numbers so far, there is no way in hell they're going to reach that.
Yeah, so they anticipated 2 million visitors.
Okay, for the year.
For the year, which means they would have to have at least 5,400 visitors a day. That's roughly.
Every day.
Every day.
Right, give or take.
Yeah, don't forget, they got their 40 days and 40 nights.
That's stupid.
Yeah. They're open late.
They're open till midnight.
Yeah, 40 days and 40 nights. So, uh-huh. Yeah. So I don't, based on the first day, it's unlikely they're going to get 5,400 visitors every day.
Well, considering opening day is usually your biggest day.
Yeah, one of your biggest days.
And they didn't even reach that figure for every day.
Now, reports are saying that they've had roughly 15,000 over the past week.
Right.
Which is not 5,000 a day.
No.
So.
But
they take Sundays off, so that doesn't get the figure in there.
My thought is what's going to happen. It's not like it's Disney World, okay? You know, you don't have crazy world attractions and things that they change from time to time. This is the Ark. It is what it is. So I imagine you go see it once, we're done, and that's it.
Well,
and in that sense, that kind of keeps your numbers way down.
Because, yeah, especially since they can't do the same thing they did with the Creation Museum, which is a religious theme park.
Amusement park type of deal.
Religious museum, right?
Yeah, amusement,
this
right.
is a for-profit organization. They can't claim the same non-profit stuff. So I give them a year and a half, they're going to be bankrupt.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Unless they funnel money from the Creation Museum, which they probably will.
For a while, but it's only going to hold out for so long. They're going to have to decide which one do we want to keep and which one do we want to let go.
Right.
I can tell you right now which one they're going to let go.
Well, they're going to just let it sit there.
Yeah, because I see this as it just getting old and been there, done that, and it starts losing its traffic. Yeah.
But all is not lost.
Okay.
Bill Nye the Science Guy got a private tour of the Ark.
Did he now?
Yes, he did.
That's funny.
He told the Washington Post that his takeaway from the visit was that kids were being, quote, brainwashed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When Ham suggested that Nye speak to the Answers in Genesis team of scientists, Nye said they were all, quote, all incompetent. So he had a good time there.
Yeah.
And then Ham asked Nye if they could be friends, and Nye replied that they could be acquaintances with mutual respect, but not friends.
Yes, I'm glad he answered that honestly as well. Yeah. Didn't like sugarcoat it kind of thing, just because they're, you know, if you notice, people tend to kind of sugarcoat and say some things they don't truly mean when they're face to face.
Yeah,
especially with me, you know, social media nowadays. But I'm glad that he.
Yeah, I don't think I could be friends.
No,
I find him far too dishonest.
Well, and that's just the thing. You and I could not be friends with someone who we know is just continuously dishonest. That.
Yep. And speaking of continuously dishonest,
okay,
Ray Comfort has put himself back in the limelight
again.
And again, Evangelist Ray Comfort went on a conservative radio host Janet Mefford's show last week to explain why atheists should not have political power.
Yay, you did it.
Yeah, mostly. He went on about how atheists caused 110 million deaths over the last 100 years by Stalin, Pol Pot, Lenin, and all atheists.
I have so much to say about that.
Yeah, this has been debunked a billion, billion times.
My God, this is so old.
Yeah, it's basically saying because they're atheists, they committed these because of atheism, is basically what he's saying, right?
Not the fact that...
But here's the thing. They also had mustaches.
It's the mustaches that did it?
Yes. Well, it's the same logic.
Yeah,
they had mustaches, so therefore we can't let someone with mustaches get political power. They were also all men.
That's right.
Damn, so no more men.
That's right.
And they were all, well, two of them were probably heavy. Lenin wasn't heavy for sure.
So it's a weight thing.
It's a weight thing now. Okay. So, yeah. But yeah, it's not, they didn't do it because of their atheism. They did it because they were power hungry.
Yes, it's a mental thing. It's not an atheistic thing.
Right.
It's like you said, power.
They were power hungry. And that can be anybody.
And a little loco.
Yeah, that can be anybody.
It's actually, I can name quite a few right now.
Yeah. But he went just a little bit further.
Did he now?
Yeah, and I got some audio of that here.
Okay.
And so when people realize that, you can't trust an atheist in a position of authority, especially politically. And it may be nice people when you meet them in the street, but you give them power to do what they want and carry out their own agendas, and you're going to find that they don't have any moral high ground to stand on because they're not standing on any whatsoever.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, let's look at people in positions of power, a.k.a. the churches.
Yeah.
And, you know, that power didn't go to their head or anything
never
at all.
Has. No.
And here we're back to the whole atheists have no morals crap.
Right.
That is so old as well.
So there's a huge difference between politicians who openly identify as Christian and the ones who identify as atheists.
Mm-hmm.
So Christians wear their faith on their sleeves. Mm-hmm. They talk about it all the time, every single speech.
In your face, whether you want it or not.
Right. And with every intent of legislating with the Bible.
Right, exactly.
All you have to do is look at last year's presidential debate race, right?
Right.
Huckabee, Cruz, Bachman, Rubio, all of them.
Yep, they don't keep it secular.
No, they were specifically
running on that on their Christianity. Talking,
most of them, I think, all but two Republicans said that God told them to run.
That just to me sounds like someone insane. But okay, that's a different story.
On the other side, the atheists who are running for office don't push their atheism. They don't talk about their atheism.
Even anyone who's running for office, they might not claim to be atheist, but they're just non-religious. They don't put their whatever their beliefs are out there in your face.
So that's,
I mean, that's what I see.
So I think Ray Comfort has it entirely backwards.
Backwards, exactly.
And regardless of the moral aspect, because Christians can be moral or immoral. Atheists can be moral or immoral.
Right.
The religious belief really has not that much to do with it.
Yeah, it's all how you think personally.
Right. But it can give you justifications, mm-hmm. but you're a moral person with or without religion. Anyway, that's Ray Comfort.
But yeah, he's got that completely ass backwards.
Yep.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
Yep, it's time for the Potter Award.
Yay. We didn't do one last week.
We skipped
one
last week. I don't remember why.
It was a really off week.
It was off week.
We released the show a day late, too.
It was a day late.
We
were really busy, and Tom didn't.
The holiday was.
Yeah, it was.
The fourth
was crazy.
Was in there. Yeah, it was just crazy. Nutty, nutty.
But I have one this week.
You have one, do you?
I have one. Yeah. Anyways.
That was terrible. Oh, my God. That was so terrible. Anyways. Yeah, it really was.
Your Scottish accent sucks.
Oh, no. I wasn't. I don't even know what the hell I was doing. I don't
you
think
have
I
one.
No, her daughter could do a really good
yes,
one.
Yes, she can.
Anyways, move
our
on.
Potter Award winner this week is David Whitney.
All righty.
David Whitney of the Institute of Constitution claimed that President Obama and the Supreme Court justice who struck down anti-gay state marriage amendments are going to hell, and that those who hold public office should be Christians who have a biblical understanding of law and government.
Did he not get the memo on separation of church and state?
No.
Apparently.
Yeah. He urged Christians to be in prayer for those in civil government, be in prayer for those running for office. Even those who you know have a wrong point of view, pay for their repentance. Pray. Yeah, you could pay.
They do.
Pray for their repentance. Pray that somebody like Barack Obama who began violating his oath of office from the day he took his oath of office, that he would repent.
So can we use the Quran?
No.
He just says we have to pray.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he did.
Okay, this guy is.
Who's to say what religion we have to pray with?
He's saying Christians.
Oh, that's just crap.
Yeah. He also said, because as I read his life, he's headed on the road to hell and he's going to be eternally damned if he does not repent his sins.
I am so sick of people being in these positions and not understanding that church and state do not mix. They do not intermingle. They don't go together hand in hand.
Right. It's like when we did the rally. Mm-hmm. The people across the street were implicitly urging more Christians to get into office to do more Christian legislation.
Yep.
We just talked about that with the FATA.
Yeah.
That's basically a Christian piece of legislation.
And that's all they want is their Christianity, their God into, you know, the government. And yet this is America. It's the melting pot where there are many different people, many different beliefs, many different gods for people here,
right,
or none at all. And all they want is me, 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 mine, mine, mine. And we're over there yelling about equality for all.
Right.
I mean,
this is the exact kind of guy that would have spoken at such a rally, that Franklin Graham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, he goes on to say that the founding fathers were, in his opinion, Christians who built the country on religious beliefs.
Oh, my God. Are we going there again?
So Tom and I talked about this at length a couple episodes ago.
Uh-huh.
The religion of the founding fathers. And while, yes, they were probably more Christian, they were not the same kind of Christians
right.
we have today.
It's like looking at the parties. Republican and Democrat parties were not the same that they are today either.
Right. I mean, even Jefferson, who was very anti-divine, was still technically a Christian.
Right.
He did write the Jefferson Bible, which took all the divinity and magic out and left Jesus as basically a wandering preacher that said wise things.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a bit more to it, but that's broken down pretty easily.
Right.
But you did have some roughly evangelical founding fathers. That's a given. There were a couple that wanted to have Christianity in the Constitution.
Right.
But luckily, reason won out, and we didn't get Christianity in our Constitution.
Right. They wanted to keep it secular so that, if I understood correctly, it had to do with British rule, not being able to tell them to dictate who they can and can't
right,
pray to.
Many,
they wanted that to not have
right,
that kind
so
of control.
Many of the founders remembered or had heard
right.
stories about what happened in Europe with theocratic rule.
Right.
Right. Or church-run or state-run churches.
Right.
So
and
they wanted
you had
to,
no say.
They absolutely wanted to avoid that.
Exactly. That was the purpose of it.
Right. I mean, there's so many people who say, you know, the Puritans and everything came over from Europe to avoid religious persecution, which is technically true. Mm-hmm. But then they began their own form of religious persecution. go history. It's fine.
I was going to say just repetitive history again.
So, but he's not done.
Okay. They never are.
Yeah. We know that until, he says this, we know that until people understand the worldview of our founders, a biblical worldview of law and government, they are really not qualified to hold office in any position, even down to dog catcher on the county level. That bothers me.
Wait, translate that for me. I'm
He's
having
saying,
a dumb moment.
Unless you're a Christian, you can't hold office. You're
that's
not qualified. There's a
That's
little,
ridiculous.
There's a thing in the Constitution that says there shall be no religious test to hold public office in the United States.
He forgot that one, too.
Period. There's no if. There's no ands.
Well, and that's again, my point. They are in these positions of all people. They should know so more than anyone.
Yeah. Well, especially since he ran for Congress.
Exactly.
And lost, by the way. Yeah. He actually, if I read it right, he ran as a fake Democrat.
What the hell is a fake Democrat?
He's a conservative that needed to run for office. So he became a Democrat.
It. Right. Quote unquote.
And, right. And it was an explicitly theocratic platform.
Uh-huh.
And it was running against an explicitly theocratic Republican. So, yeah, there's that.
Uh-huh.
He says, Christians who have a biblical understanding of law and government and understanding of the founders, they're the ones that need to take every position of leadership in the country. Seriously. I don't even know what to say to that.
He just wants God, 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 God on everything.
Yeah.
In and on everything. And technically, any of us non-believers should be wearing a patch and put in camps or something. I mean, it's almost what it seems like he wants.
He's bordering on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he also said the founding fathers, and this is a quote, said there is one God, the God of the Bible, and today's government must also follow God's standard of justice. No, I don't think the founding fathers really said that too often. I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Yeah.
They might have said that a few times, but not in regards to government.
No, no, definitely not.
That's one of the beautiful things that I like to talk about a lot, is that I don't care what the religion of the founding fathers were. I care what they put in the Constitution.
Well, that's how you and I feel right now with any candidate running for anything. It's not about what their personal beliefs are. It's about how their actions are, what they stand for, how they plan on running things. They could believe in their God, but yet have this mindset that church and state needs to be separate, because there are Christians out here who feel
there
like that.
There are lots of them.
Yes, and they feel, yes, I believe in God, but I don't believe that religion and government should mix.
Right.
And technically that's how it should be, in order for everyone to have equality, to be able to be treated equally under the law. Because when you throw in your religious bias against it, then you're starting to lean all your rulings and all the your actions that you're planning doing are going to be based on that belief system.
Right. And this kind of stuff rolls right back into what Ray Comfort was saying. This guy has almost the exact same view as Ray Comfort,
uh-huh.
is that people without a Christian belief aren't qualified to run for office.
According to them, we're not qualified to go to the bathroom alone.
Well, at least not to one of our choosing.
It's just absurd.
And then he goes on a little bit about the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
He says, I think the Supreme Court justices, who I probably shouldn't call them justices even, but anyway, wow, that's a mouthful.
He actually said that.
Yeah. Who redefine God's holy institution of marriage. I can't imagine what deep pit in hell awaits those justices until they repent.
Now I have a question, just as a side note. Now, does God or Jesus or whoever the hell he just said, do they mention marriage in the Bible?
I
was raised Catholic, but okay. I never read the whole damn
thing.
So
that's kind of debatable depending on how you use language.
I look at it and I read it.
Okay. So I'm no biblical scholar,
uh-huh.
but there are sections of the Bible that talk about a man and or a woman and a man will cleave together. It's complicated, right?
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I'm not a biblical scholar. I don't actually read it.
Okay. Marriage?
Marriage?
Not marriage.
Okay. So there are allegories and stories about men and women being the only thing, uh-huh. right? But there's also stories about, like, King Solomon, who had, I don't know, 800 concubines.
Uh-huh.
Right? And 300 wives or something like that.
Okay. You can have couples and mistresses and all that and still not be married.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't understand everyone's big deal with the whole man and wife marriage crap.
So I'm trying to work. It comes down really to Adam and Eve.
Oh God, here we go.
That's what it comes down to. And that's the excuse that has been used forever, right? They said God gave Eve to Adam to be his helpmeet, whatever the hell a helpmeet is.
Yeah, that rib scenario.
Yeah, the rib scenario, yeah. So that's where they're getting...
You know, I know I'm on a side note again, but seriously, grown adults believing the damn story that a man's rib was pulled out of his body and created a woman.
Okay, we just talked about a story where they believed that 99.999% of the earth was destroyed and repopulated by 8 people.
Oh, God. And these are grown adults.
These are grown adults.
I know as a kid I was raised Catholic, but I remember even as a little kid I kept questioning stuff that made no sense even as a little kid, but they just kept kind of sidestepping my questions. And, you know, as a kid you get distracted and they move you on to other things, you know, and surpass that for now kind of a deal. But, oh my God, just as an adult now, it's like, seriously, you believe that stuff? Then I should believe that there's a full village on a snowflake. On each and every snowflake that falls from the sky, there is a village. And yeah. Of little creatures.
Kind well, there of. Is, technically.
What?
Well, if you look at the microbial.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, but they don't sing and hold hands together either.
Not that we know of.
But seriously, I mean, come on. We're grown adults. And not only are we grown adults for actually, it's like you have to kind of convince yourself to ignore your common sense button to be able to continue to believe some of the stories that go on.
Yeah.
You really have to ignore that button.
Well, what frustrates me, and we're getting off the Potter
board,
but that's okay.
I know.
That's okay, because we're making it interesting.
Anyways.
What frustrates me is when these people are given the facts, right? Mm-hmm. When they're shown that their 6,000-year-old model doesn't work, when they're shown that the flood never happened, when they're shown that dinosaurs and people never coexisted, they continue to say, no, I don't believe the scientists.
Well, and that's what I was just going to get to just a second ago, is we also not only, you know, they ignore the common sense button that just doesn't make any sense to pull the rib scenario, but we have facts that can prove a lot of things, and yet, again, ignore that little thing going off in your head that's telling you that, you know, I know this is not right, but I'm going to go ahead and say that I don't believe it because it is the rib out of the guy to create a woman scenario. Well, it's not the other way around.
It gets worse than the rib out of the guy, because the rib out of the guy, yeah, you could do cloning.
You're right.
Right. If you wanted to go with the Raelians or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. And say that, you know, they created humans.
Right.
Yeah. I could almost see that.
Throw them a bone.
Right.
No pun intended.
But it gets worse when you go to the creation of Adam. He's created from dirt.
That's right. That's dust, right?
Right, dust.
Yeah.
So
either way, we're still believing this story. I mean, it's, again, the snowflake scenario in my point of view.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. We got off the Potter.
I know.
I want to finish that guy.
Okay. My bad.
We were talking about Supreme Court justices and what he thinks about them, right?
Right.
He says, they think they're higher than God. They put themselves above the Almighty. And believe me, there's a comeuppance coming for every one of them when they're going to be dragged off down their high and mighty positions on that bench with their black robes and be cast into the pit of hell unless they repent.
Oh, these are the non-believing?
Justices. There's not a single atheist on the Supreme Court.
I didn't think so.
No. Well, not a single avowed atheist. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Admitted,
yes. No, they're not.
Oh, he's sweet.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man who probably will try and run for office again.
Please tell me he fails.
Yeah, he will.
I don't know. The way everything's going lately, everything's topsy-turvy. So who's to say?
I don't know.
But I think we're done.
Yeah, I think that's all the yakking I'm going to have for you this week.
I think that's all the yakking I got, because otherwise I'm just going to keep ranting.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
This show is a member of the Secular Outreach Network, an affiliation of Secular Media Producers. Learn more at secularoutreach.com.